Welcome to another episode of The Brand Called You, a podcast and podcast show that brings you leadership lessons, knowledge, experience, and wisdom from hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. I am your host, Ashutosh Garg, and today I'm delighted and privileged to welcome a very, very young and high achiever from India, Mr. Neil Pandya. Neil, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Ashutosh. I think, as I mentioned earlier before the call, I think you're doing a fabulous job of having 1,000+ content pieces. It's going to help a lot of young talent who are looking out for knowledge. So kudos to you and thank you for having me on the show.
Thank you so much. Neil is the Chief Executive Officer of Pixis for Europe and APAC, which is a global artificial intelligence infrastructure startup. He's amongst India's top 40 under 40 disruptive minds. So Neil, let's talk about Pixis now. Tell me about what you do at Pixis.
It's a very broad question. I think at Pixis, one thing which we believe is no I but we. So it's never that what I do at Pixis. It's a bunch of highly talented and aggressive young engineers who work together. So what we do at Pixis, I think I joined Pixis 7 months back, and I think it's an amazing ride for me, I would say. We did manage in last 7 months to grow the business 2x. We doubled our employee strength. We raised close to $124 million in fund. We steadily present in 7 countries. We have close to 100+ customers. So that's in a nutshell what we are as of today. And as Pixis is growing at a fast and steady growth rate, I largely keep myself engaging with building and overseeing business processes, team functioning, onboarding AI experts. I think hiring and onboarding strategically AI platform experts is one of the key job I do. I keep strengthening the product capabilities along with the intelligent team which we have onboarded. And also being on a hands-on leader to lead the time of data scientists who are the heart of technology at Pixis and enable them to make better decision-making. I try and bridge the gap from what the actual marketers want and what are we creating. So it is a marriage between the need of the market and what we are giving capability. So yes, we're very busy creating new AI models for the digital ecosystem. And at the same time, we do keep hiring more and more talent. This is all what we do at Pixis right now. We have a bunch of engineers with entrepreneurial skills and ensure our business is running fast, smooth, and accurate, Ashutosh.
Wow. And today you're taking charge of Europe as well. How do you see your role evolving in such a large geography?
I think one of the good things which we have seen is the adoption of AI across markets. It has been fairly adopted into developed countries where talent is lacking. Ashutosh, I think when you bring in AI who helps marketeers to do things more faster and more accurate way, it's an easy adoption. The only job which I have to do is to ensure take the product to the marketers, and I think our demo to conversion rates are as high as 50%. So the job is to get more and more hands and legs into Europe as a market. Europe today is $69 billion spends, digital advertising spends. So it's almost 15 to 20x than what India is. So it's a huge potential for us. So super excited to take charge of Europe as well.
Amazing. So Neil, you know, the common man understands words like AI stroke ML, which is used together. You are using artificial intelligence, you know, for marketing, branding, analytics, etc. But before I get into that, how is artificial intelligence impacting the common man?
I think we are living in a world, Ashutosh, where AI or ML has now become a pretty common word among the common men also. Mm-hmm. I think if 10 years back or 5 years back, you would have asked me this question, there would be a lot of difference where people were not knowing what AI is all about. But thanks to pandemic, more and more digital ecosystem has evolved, more and more adoption of digital has been evolved. Mm-hmm. And so do AI, AR, and a lot of other things which have been evolved. When I think a lot of us do not realize we use AI in day-to-day activities as well. Mm-hmm. I think AI is assisting us in every areas of life, whether we are trying to read an email or get directions, driving directions get music, movie recommendations. Maybe in the healthcare, AI is helping to identify accurate diseases in place. So AI, as of now, has been across our life into multiple ways and means. Mm. Some of them know it very well. Some of them are trying to adopt to it and take advantage of it. So I think that's AI in a common man's life as of today.
Amazing, amazing. And now coming to what you're doing, you just spoke about it a few minutes ago. How are you using AI for marketing and building brands? And do share some examples or anecdotes if you can.
Sure. I think, as I mentioned earlier to you, Ashutosh, I think AI has been very well adopted into regular lifestyle. Mm. But at the same time, AI is getting adopted so much into the business side as well. Mm. How AI is helping most of the marketers to grow business is where our job is all about. I think as of today, most of the businesses face three common challenges in order to achieve any of their marketing objective, whether it's business growth or awareness or anything else. There are three major challenges which they face. One is data silos. There's a lot of data, but they do not know how to use the data. Second is deploying highly productive team and rolling out. End of the day, you have data, but you don't have the team to ensure who reads the data rightly and gives an accurate result. So that's the second problem. And third is creating content which resonates to consumers. If you are a marketer and you create a content which resonates to me, it's the job well done. I think these are the three problems most of the marketers are facing. And what we do at Pixis is we have created an AI infrastructure whose foremost priority has been always to design a solution that unifies all teams that contribute towards building revenue. I think end of the day, what we are trying to do is that we are going to the root of a business tree, shooting upwards and branching sideways, solving problems in every direction. And if I have to give you this in a very laborish example, how marketers are using, there are multiple, so take for an example, a digital marketer's journey, maybe a banking client. His job would be either awareness that, you know, I am a bank and I'm available and I have these services, or his job is like pure opening new accounts. Because I am a bank and I need more and more accounts to be opened. So these are the two ways, either awareness or conversion. Most of the world is moving into the conversion way because spends are limited. Every money you spend, you need an ROI for that. And what we do in that objective is that we ensure these marketers are having AI in place, which helps them to build and target to the right audience. So if Ashutosh today is on social media and I know Ashutosh wants to open a saving account, I will target Ashutosh more customizable. Mm. So I think that's where AI is doing, and that's where Pixis is doing a fabulous job to bring together a lot of data, which is practically impossible for a manual human mind to read through, come to conclusions, and even get conversions. So we work with marketers to get their end objectives, to get more and more business. I think that's how we are helping marketers.
Amazing. You know, what you're telling me just now takes me back 4.5 decades when I finished my MBA. And the doyen of advertising, David Ogilvy, had said, only 50% of advertising works, but nobody knows which half.
Exactly.
And I think based on what you are telling me, using your techniques and your AI, you're probably being able to, you're going to change that paradigm, and you know what works in advertising.
Exactly. I think the best part is that we do this in real time. Mm. Another biggest problem which marketers facing today, Ashutosh, is that they tend to understand the outcome after a period. So, you know, N+1 or N+2. So by the time you know you have not done a job good, you have lost 3 months. Mm. So artificial intelligence helps you to take actions in real time. So if Ashutosh is not targeted today and he's not interested, I will go to someone lookalike like Ashutosh who is interested and take the decision there and there. I think that's the power of AI.
How amazing. Amazing. So follow-up question to what you just told me. Brands, the big brands, have seen a paradigm change in the way they are having to function because now the world is digital. How are they changing using your technology to stay relevant in this world?
I think I would say world is changing. People are moving to digital. There are multiple playbooks available in the market and case studies available in the market to make you understand. But there's no one size fit all kind of a solution.
Correct.
So today, the digital market, the digital consumer has become far more smarter than a digital marketer also.
Hmm.
So if you do not pull up your strengths to the level where a millennial knows more things than you, then he will isolate you. He will not even look at your brand. He will not even look at your product. Mm. So if you and you need to be very, very sharp and targeted in your approach while you're talking to them into the digital ecosystem. You cannot go to someone who is really not in. He knows very well. Are you selling him or are you giving him information or are you trying to educate him to get more for future decision making? If you are somewhere in wrong ecosystem, he will get irritated and he or she will not come to you ever again when he really wants to purchase. So I believe that in the entire staying relevant to the digital ecosystem is important by making tailor-made end campaign a customized. So how are we helping? I think we try and do more customizable approach. So I think we have something called Creative AI at Pixis One, where we are trying. And we ensure that if Ashutosh loves maybe food as one of his objective, I will show him some relevant advertising, keeping into the mind his ecosystem of his likes, his interest, so that Ashutosh will at least engage with me. I will not let Ashutosh to go away. So I think that is how we are trying and building automation in place. And that is very important for every marketer to be staying relevant. Otherwise, you will be one of those 100 guys. And I think these consumers are not going to look at you at all.
Very interesting. So my next question is, what's the slightly older audience? You know, if today I was to go to Google and search Paris, before I know it, I've got Paris coming on my Facebook, on my Instagram, on my LinkedIn, on my this, on my that. Is that how AI is being used?
So I think AI is not, I think you rightly said the right point where people are getting irritated. So if Ashutosh has typed Paris and a travel industry goes to Ashutosh telling him, go to Paris. But Ashutosh has typed Paris because his son is living in Paris and he wants to give him some gift.
Correct.
So AI comes into a place where it understands Ashutosh's requirement very well and then give him a customizable approach. So I will not, if you are using AI and you, I will not tell you Ashutosh go and travel to Paris because Ashutosh is not interested in Paris. AI will go more deeper, understand, make more predictions what Ashutosh's real life activities are, and then I will tell Ashutosh, your son is living in Paris. I think you should give him one tour to Eiffel Tower on his birthday. I think that's where Ashutosh will be super excited, and that's where AI comes into the picture, and Ashutosh will purchase that thing.
Amazing. So, Neil, moving on, what would you say are some of the common misconceptions about AI? And one area that I've often wondered is privacy.
I'll divide your answer question into two parts. I think misconceptions about AI, again, if 5 years back, these misconceptions were there, hence the adoption was low. But over the years, these misconceptions are getting solved and the adoption rate is far higher. We have not reached so high in developed countries compared to developing countries. Some of the misconception, one of the biggest misconceptions which I have seen is it's expensive. If I adopt AI, I will have to pay 5% more than what I was doing right now. But if you evaluate AI at the cost at which it is coming right now, you will always find it expensive. But if you evaluate AI that if you pay that 5% and you are getting a return of 35% more, net net, you're taking back home 30%, which you wouldn't have done it earlier. I think that's one of the misconceptions which is there. Another misconception which I have come across is that, you know, if I adopt AI, I need a data scientist in my team. You really don't need a data scientist guy in your team because you know, organizations like ourselves are codeless AI infrastructure. Mm-hmm. Because when I say codeless, I don't need you to do some coding or reverse engineering in order to use AI. I've already created AI infrastructure for you. Mm-hmm. And you are a marketer. You can be either you or me who don't have any engineering background, still can adopt to AI and get his marketing needs survived. And I think one of the last misconceptions which I have seen is that it will replace human. I don't think so. AI will ever replace human. I think it's an amazing combination of human brain and accuracy and fast thing what AI brings on board. Mm. And that will give you an amazing output. So I think that these are common misconceptions. But I think, as I rightly said, it is over the years getting resolved. Mm. More and more people who are adopting AI are getting these misconceptions out of their mind. I think that's where the solution is.
Fascinating. And the second part on the matter of privacy?
Definitely. I think AI is a lot. There is a difference between organizations who work on your data, who take your data and act on it. Mm. AI, so for example, take Pixis example only. Pixis do not take any data from their customers.
Mm.
It is 100% transparent. So for example, you are ITC or you are one of the brand and you want to use Pixis. I will not tell you that Ashutosh, give me money. I will go ahead and spend on your behalf.
Mm.
I will tell you that Ashutosh, you're spending, keep your money with yourself. I will put my AI on your ecosystem.
Okay.
So that you as a customer know 100% transparency that AI has taken this action. Because of this action, these results are there. And that's where I think AI is proving to be very, very strong. It is 100, it is more and more transparent. It is, and we at Pixis are also GDPR compliant, globally ISO certified compliant. Mm-hmm. So we believe that data is owned by the customer. We are the custodians to help him use that data in a more accurate way to achieve his business objectives.
Fascinating, fascinating. So my next question to you, Neil, is that not too many companies today have the ability or the access to AI,
okay.
Partly because maybe money, but maybe more important because based on what you just said, maybe because of understanding. Do you think the big companies will have an unfair advantage as compared to the smaller ones because they have access to much better technology?
I don't think so at all. I think that's another misconception. If I have to add that misconception to the previous question, okay. I think I will add that as a misconception.
Okay.
AI is not for big companies. AI is so widely available for anyone and everyone. So if you're a grocery store owner down the run and you want to adopt AI for a better dhanda or better business for you, you can definitely do that thing.
Mm.
So AI, I think that's one of the misconceptions. AI is not expensive. AI is not only for bigger organizations. I think it's a brilliant solution for anyone and everyone who adopts to it, uses it in a maximum way to get a ROI. So I really feel it's not an imbalance between.
Well said. And I agree with you completely. So I'm going to now move to a few questions for you personally, because my audience loves to get to know my guest a little better.
Okay.
Neil, you've achieved so much at such a young age, and you know, you're getting today a much bigger region to run as well. What would you say are three key milestones or pivot points in your life or your career?
Interesting. I think I'll start with personal milestone because I recently got married. It's been a month. So I think one of the biggest personal milestones which I have that is to get married to someone who understands you well, who balances your personal and corporate life really well. I think that's one of the biggest milestones I've achieved. I'm super happy to have Mrudula as my wife.
Mm-hmm.
Second thing, I think another important milestone which I have achieved is that a lot of marketers today feel that, you know, I need to learn myself and adopt myself. I have never got into that strategy. I've always mentored young marketeers. I've been teaching at IITs and IIMs for most of my in premium B schools for most of my life. I think that's where I'm not parting my knowledge to them. I'm learning a lot from what these guys are doing it. So I think one of the biggest things which I feel is that go and learn from a lot of things. And that's the third thing which I feel One of the other milestones is that moving away from your comfort zone. A lot of us today are happy. You know, I get an opportunity. I'm doing fabulously well in my role. Why to change? I think I changed recently from a nice corporate job at L'Oreal to a startup. And that I've moved away from my comfort zone, which I was doing fabulously well there. But I think to go away from your comfort zone, these are few milestones I feel Ashutosh has made me really
fantastic. Well. Fantastic. And as such a senior leader who will now be leading a much larger number of people, what are some of the core values you believe in?
One of the biggest thing I feel roots are everything, be it personal, be it a professional, anything. So ensure you are rooted well, you're grounded well on what you do. That's one of the things. Another thing is respect. I think respect anyone and everyone around you. I think you can learn from even the junior most person in your team to your colleague as well. So respect everyone's thinking and learn a lot of stuff. I think work hard, play hard is another key role I have always balanced my career into. I think do not be 200% into work or 200% into personal life. Try and balance work hard, try and play hard. And lastly, I would say healthy lifestyle. I think one of the things which I've learned very recently is that if you need to grow and have one of the biggest value in that, balance into your healthy lifestyle. I think you will not achieve pure thinking or I would say clear mindset if you're not healthy internally as well. So I think go ahead, look at good health as a lifestyle as well.
Amazing. So Neil, I have time for two more questions. I'm trying to decide what to ask you. But let me now ask you that for someone who is achieving so much, who or what inspires you?
Okay. Who and what? I think two different answers to this thing. Who? What is basically inspires me is learning from failures. I think I really feel if you have failed, if you have not failed, you have not succeeded. Mm. So take chances into new things, adopt new things. What will happen? You will not fail. You will learn new things. Mm. So I think that inspires me. Trying new things, innovations. It inspires me. Who I think I have a laundry list of people who inspired me. I think biggest inspiration for me is my mom. I think mom and dad who have never seen digital as an ecosystem, but they are adopting to it so fast. I think parents are the biggest inspiration for me, I would say.
Fantastic. And my last question to you, Neil, and this is for the many, many young people who will listen to our conversation. What would your advice be to a young individual who's starting off on her or his journey, either in the corporate world or as an entrepreneur?
Okay. I would say don't shy away in trying new things. As I rightly said earlier, don't shy away doing new things, doing things your way. Do not listen to he say, she say kind of a word. Learn on your own, try new things. That's where you will become far more smarter, and you will also become to adopt new things. And also, I mentioned earlier this thing, keep passing on the knowledge, guys. I think you will not become the smartest on the planet if you keep everything to yourselves. So if you start and pass the knowledge, learn and learn a lot of things, I think these are the few things I asked.
Very well said. Neil, on that note, thank you so much for speaking to me. Thank you for talking to me about Pyxis. And thank you for telling me so much about artificial intelligence. I've learned so many new things from you today. And good luck. Congratulations for your new role as head of Europe, in addition to what you're doing now. Thank you again. And I look forward to staying in touch.
I think, thank you so much, Ashutosh. I think it was fabulous talking to you. And as I rightly said earlier, you are doing a great job. And it is one of the inspiration of building so much of content and making it available to the young marketers or the young inspiration people who are there. So good luck to what you do, and more than happy to help in your journey anytime.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening to The Brand Called You videocast and podcast, a platform that brings you knowledge, experience, and wisdom of hundreds of successful individuals from around the world. Do visit our website www.tbcy.in to watch and listen to the stories of many more individuals. You can also follow us on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Just search for the brand called You.